Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Executive Director at Redeck, Don Anabuski, said his organization is still negotiating with airlines to bring back daily nonstop service to Los Angeles. Anabuski said that the local representatives have met with airlines on numerous occasions, and said in a statement that the question is not if, but when more flights are made available. Also, the airport will get a name change. Although a final moniker has not been decided upon, two popular names are the California Redwood Coast Airport and the Redwood Coast Regional Airport. The Board of Supervisors will review REDEC's Prosperity Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy at Tuesday's meeting, and it will be the last chance for public input. REDEC also announced that it has partnered with the Humboldt Area Foundation to loan the Northern California Indian Development Council money to make major improvements to the Carson Block building at 3rd and I Streets in Eureka. Governor Jerry Brown's office announced that the Wiat tribe has reached an agreement with the state following extensive negotiations. The tribe has agreed not to build a casino in Humboldt County adjacent to Humboldt Bay, in exchange for a share of the casino proceeds from the North Fork Ranchera of Mono Indians. That casino is scheduled to open in May. The state expressed concerns that a casino next to Humboldt Bay would have negative environmental impacts. On Friday night, California Highway Patrol officers responded to a vehicle collision on Highway 96 that required some extra effort. CHP officers found that two occupants had been ejected from the black Honda, and one remained pinned under the wreckage down a steep hillside. Search and rescue crews had to rappel down to reach the trapped victim, who was rescued and then transported to the hospital for treatment of injuries. The cause remains under investigation. In Crescent City, the City Council has okayed a hike in water and sewer rates, effective as of May 1st. The rate hike is expected to bring in some $300,000 in revenue. Also in Crescent City, a CHP officer attempted to pull over a suspected stolen vehicle. However, the driver, 25-year-old Robert Phillips, fled instead before abandoning the car and fled the scene on foot. Officers were told by fishermen they saw Phillips swimming the Smoth River, and he was later located and arrested on several charges. Taking a page from former California gubernatorial candidate Meg Whitman's platform, lawmakers in Sacramento have introduced Assembly Bill 113, aimed at cutting the filing time for new business filings. With more than 122,000 business applications backlogged, the Assembly aims to provide additional funding to the Secretary of State's office in order to get those licenses issued. Currently, it takes 60 days, and the bill would cut that time period down to 5 days. The bill has the support of the Democratic Speaker and passed easily through the Assembly, and will now head to the State Senate for its consideration. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Congressman Jared Huffman will travel to the North Coast next week to tour project sites in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. Huffman will announce the introduction of legislation he has proposed that will refinance a federal loan program for commercial fishing fleets who work out of North Coast ports. Huffman will meet with Del Norte representatives on Monday and follow up with meetings in Eureka on Tuesday. For more information, contact Huffman's Eureka office. The College of the Redwoods will host the 110th graduation class from its Police Academy on Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the Performing Arts Theater. 24 cadets will graduate from the Academy following a 23-week training program. The next graduating class from the Academy has already begun its training regimen, and the 111th class will graduate in June. The 112th Academy class will begin on July 15th, and for more information, contact College of the Redwoods. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.